What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. First of all, I hope everyone's having a great and relaxing and calm, relaxing day to their weekend. guys, NFL preseason week two of the NFL preseason has been crazy. That's all I gotta say about that. Guys, right now I'm watching the Dolphins and the Texans, going at it. The Dolphins are dominating 28-3. But anyways, guys, I decided to come on here just because, you know, I wanted to talk about the Giants and the Panthers game last night. You know, I want to talk about this game again because I want to give you guys basically another list. I want to give you guys the five plays that caught my attention. You know, let's get right into his list. The Giants defeated the Panthers 21-19 last night in a game where the Giants starters impressed. All of the Giants played other than running back Saquon Barkley, and Daniel Jones led an impressive 10-play, 75-yard opening drive where the newly paid quarterback was decisive with the football. You know, there are plenty, obviously, you know, there are plenty and plenty of positive takeaways from this game. You know, the first team offense and the first team defense were effective. Almost all of the drafted rookies had impacts, and the explosive nature of this team seemed, I would say, much more advanced than last season. You know, Darren Waller obviously was the focus. Darren Waller was obviously the focus on the first drive of the game. And utilizing Daniel Jones' athletic ability was still at the forefront. Oh, sorry guys, something happened to my audio. But like I was saying, Darren Waller was a focal point on the first drive of this game, and it shouldn't be a surprise. Darren Waller, he's gonna be the biggest piece of this offense. You know, there's a lot of, you know, like I said before, this guy, he is going to be the Giant. He's going to be the guy that's going to call. He's going to be the guy that a lot of defenses are going to have to focus on, you know, because he is, you know, he's a true, you know, obviously this guy, this guy is a true playmaker. When healthy, this guy is one of the best tight ends in the league. Obviously, we're going to see how healthy he can stay going as the upcoming season arrives. But if Darren Waller, if we somehow see a healthy Darren Waller, he's going to be a problem, because now defenses have to focus on him, you know, and that's going to put all the pressure off of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. You know, defenses, defenses are going to have to focus on Saquon as well. So, you know, that's why bringing in Darren Waller was a big signing. Now, like I said before, he needs to stay healthy. You know, if he can stay healthy, this offense can be dangerous. And not only that, you got Daniel Bellinger. You got another baller in Paris Campbell. Let's not forget about Jalen Hyatt. You know, so it's going to be exciting. You know, it's going to be very exciting. And look, I understand it's preseason, but hey, that's what preseason's all about. It's about getting a little scenery of your offense. Even when it's against backups, you know. And also utilizing Daniel Jones' athletic ability was still at the forefront of Matt Kafka's play calling. The Giants' pass protection was better than it was week one against the Lions. Even though there were some plays that starters would like to have back. Example, Evan Neal's twist pickup and Eric Gray's blitz pickup, you know. Still, all in all, Evan Neal, he didn't look bad in his first action. He was frequently in position to execute his block and looked more comfortable than he did last season. John Michael Schmitz continued his upward trajectory. Other than one pressure, he was feisty, framed his blocks well, and played smart. You know, this young offensive line is coming along for Bobby Johnson, who is the offensive lines coach, and this allows him to be creative with his approach to blocking certain fronts, something that we saw down the stretch of last season, and on the Eric Gray touchdown run. You know, I just want to talk about the five plays or sequence of plays that were most noteworthy to me. Number one, obviously we gotta talk about the 10 play 75 yard opening drive. The reason why I have this play at number one is really because look. Daniel Jones, obviously a lot like Daniel Jones, like that's the only answer that you really need. Obviously, this guy he's been dealing with a lot of heat ever since he signed that contract with the Giants, the 4-year $160 million contract. You know, There's a lot of things to be excited about. But people still, you know, this is why I always say, like, you never want to keep your attention on the media, because social media, especially in New York, you know, like New York, that's where social media comes from. That's where social media exists, you know, is New York, you know, because obviously you got ESPN, CBS Sports, all of these sports podcasts, they all thrive through New York, you know, you could tell Daniel Jones doesn't listen to the media, because he doesn't say anything bad to reporters, and he doesn't say anything bad in a press conference. He's cool, calm, and collected. That's how you can tell that he doesn't care about what the media says. He just cares about his work ethic. He cares about the other guys on this roster, the head coaches. You know, he doesn't care what people say. People like Le'Veon Bell, people like Joy Taylor, people like LeSean McCoy. He doesn't care what they say. All he cares what's told to him in the building, not outside, you know. But Daniel Jones, I think, and look, even though it was against backups, everything he did should be the answer to if he is a franchise quarterback. He is. He has the tools. He has the whole package. And no, he's not a Patrick Mahomes. He's not, you know, no one in the NFL is up there with Patrick Mahomes' talent level besides Aaron Rodgers. But Daniel, you know, I said this before, Daniel Jones doesn't need to be Daniel Jones. He needs to be himself. You know, don't try to be perfect. Don't try to be something that you're not. You know, be yourself. You know, every quarterback has their own craft on how they succeed. You know, just be yourself. And he's doing that, but I think the difference is that he's more confident in himself. He's more confident in himself, and he believes in himself. The guys around him support him. You know, Brian Daboll supports him. So I don't think Daniel Jones the way he's playing, I don't see a difference. He's not like he said on the Boomer and Geo podcast. He said he doesn't feel different. And he's right. He's not different. The reason why he plays different is because he's confident. You know? And he believes. You know? So that's why. But like I was saying, Daniel Jones' first action of the season was an impressive 10-play, 75-yard drive that was concluded by this Daniel Bellinger touchdown. Picking up where they left off last year. The Giants used Daniel Jones' mobility with several play-action rollouts, one of which resulted in a 6-yard scramble. He targeted new tight end Darren Waller 4 times, and Daniel Jones' new shiny weapon, and Darren Waller, who caught 3 passes for 30 yards. But it was Daniel Bellinger who received the Daniel Jones touchdown pass. A 12 personnel boundary rollout with Darren Waller motioning to a condensed stack behind wide tight end Daniel Bellinger. Darren Waller drew attention and created a pick, and Daniel Jones did an excellent job squaring his shoulders out of the play fake before finding the second year tight end for a score. You know, Daniel Jones and this offense looked smooth, it looked dialed in, and it also looked, I never used this word before, it looked matriculated. You know, those are the kind of things you want to see, you know? And matriculated the football down the field with ease. There was only one third down on the drive, which was a 3rd and 7, that was converted on a 12-yard pass to Darren Waller. Obviously, that's an encouraging start for this first-team offense, even with Saquon Barkley not playing. Number 2, Jalin Hyatt. Yeah, Jalin Hyatt. This is another guy who was criticized a lot for his route running ability, you know. Well, Jalin Hyatt, I think it's very obvious that he is a very great route runner, you know. You know, Jalin Hyatt translated his hot start to camp to points against an opponent directly after dropping a deep horizontal cross outside the numbers. He responded with this deep touchdown using a beautiful sell inside the fluence to safety toward the middle of the field. You know, the Panthers were caught in a tough spot. The Giants ran a switch release with Paris Campbell and Isaiah Hodgins. Both routes were shallow and low, allowing an isolated Jalin Hyatt to manipulate the safety. Good scheming by the Giants and a great route by Jalin Hyatt for an easy touchdown. Play number 3. Let's talk about Eric Gray with the muscle. You know, I love this play, you know. After an uninspiring first preseason game, this kid, who's a fifth round pick, who the Giants drafted him out of the fifth round, he's a rookie out of Oklahoma. This kid responded a hard-nosed touchdown run, somewhat reminiscent of physical Giants greats like Brandon Jacobs and Rodney Hampton. It looks like the Giants used a wham block against the two-eye shade, Taylor Stallworth. Daniel Bellinger whammed Stallworth, and both John Michael Schmitz and Evan Neal received free releases up to the second level as Mark Lewinsky kicked out to handle the end man on the line of scrimmage. Offensive line coach Bobby Johnson employed plenty of trap and wham blocks last year, which allows offensive linemen to quickly climb to the second level. This literally gave Eric Gray a better chance of success, and he took it with power. Look at Eric Gray, you know, Eric Gray isn't touched until he's five. He's 5 yards down the field. Like, this is the type of rushing flexibility that keeps offensive attacks fresh. You know, this kid churned his legs through contact, reached for the pylon, and scored the touchdown for Big Blue. Now, look, I'm not saying this kid is an Ezekiel Elliott type of running back. You know, I mean, I don't know. He's still young. You know, he's still learning. You know, obviously, it's going to be interesting to see how he looks. You know, as he builds muscle, you know, because I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know what kind of running back he is. You know, he's very small, but he plays like a power back, like Ezekiel Elliott. You know, so I don't know, but that was just an impressive play. You know, so yeah, that was one of my favorite plays. My fourth favorite play, I can't forget about my defense. I gotta show my defense some love. Kayvon Thibodeau was really good last night. One of my favorite plays was when he beat left tackle Akeem Okwunu, and Kayvon Thibodeau got to Bryce Young and sacked him. Now, look, to be fair, this was a mental mistake by Akeem Okwunu, you know, who failed to realize his guard was unoccupied. Bobby Okereke blitzed, and both the guard and Akeem Okwunu went to handle the blitz. Once Akeem Okwunu realized his mistake, he was way too late for Kayvon Thibodeau's quick jump, which led to the sack of an intentional five-man pressure look that turned into four after Chuba Hubbard released into a route. It's cover one with a rat in the hole on the 2nd and 9. And my last and final favorite play is Jordan Riley doing big man stuff, you know. And I think it's very obvious that this kid is going to, I think it's very obvious the way he's looked. I think it's very obvious that he is going to be, I honestly believe, you know, despite him being drafted, despite the Giants drafting him in the 7th round, this kid is, he's looking like he could, you know, it's looking like he might, like, I don't know, but it's looking like he might climb the depth chart on the defensive line, you know, and here's why. Joe Shane made a concerted effort to upgrade the interior of the defensive line behind star players Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams. The Giants signed veterans Raheem Nunez-Roches and A'shaun Robinson in free agency to form one of the more dominant interior defensive lines in the league. Beyond the two veteran Super Bowl champions, the Giants drafted a 7th-round rookie named Jordan Riley, who played in 4 different programs in college. He played for UNC, Garden City Community College, Nebraska, and Oregon. You know, this kid has done nothing but impress, in my opinion, and also improve under the leadership and tutelage of defensive lines coach Andre Patterson. Obviously, both Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence played against the Panthers. Once they were pulled off the field, Jordan Riley was there to receive first quarter snaps. You know, the defensive line room is very deep, but many would be very surprised if this kid didn't make the team, you know, which wasn't a position I held until about a week ago. You know, so that's all I got to say about that. But yeah, guys, those are my five plays that caught my attention. Yeah, let me know how you guys feel about my list. You know, or if you guys think there should be another play that caught your attention, let me know. You know, I'm all ears. You know, but that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. So far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or more lists if I have any. Or if there's any questions, comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. You know? But until then, guys, I'm out. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Saturday evening. Peace.